What do you do when you have dark brown wall paneling in your home? It makes the space look outdated and just darker. Do you take it down, try something else? I had a real estate agent pose this question to me. Listen in to hear my answer.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast episode of the Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. Thank you so much for listening in. And in this week's episode, we are talking about dark brown wall paneling. Now, you may not have seen very many of these types of walls unless you had lived in an older home or maybe visited some grandparents' houses or something like that. There's not that many around. And these dark wood paneling, they're really kind of thin paneling. And it's not drywall. It's different. It's not plaster and lath or anything like that. It's just dark, easy to throw up on the wall, but it just doesn't help you in any way when it comes time to sell your home. Because these, like I said, these dark walls, they just make the room feel smaller. It just makes it look dark. There's nothing you can do to kind of brighten it up. No matter how many lights you put in there, whether you put recessed lighting or lamps. I remember we had one room that just was just red brick wall, and I had like 7 lamps in there, and that brick just soaked up that color and would not make that room feel bright at all. It just really wouldn't. So when you're trying to sell a house, this kind of dark wall paneling can feel outdated. It is. It's like a 1970s look, maybe 1980s. So it doesn't help your cause when it comes time to sell the home. So there are two options in this case on what you can do about this wall paneling, right? Number one, you could tear it down, right, and replace it with drywall and mudding, and then, you know, and then paint that drywall, right? Which can get really expensive. It really depends on the size of the room, right? So, especially if this is like a living room, we've had, you know, a lot of the stuff you'll see in like living rooms or dens or something like that. And this can get really difficult to make the pictures look good and feel updated when it comes time to sell the house. And the living room is one of the most important rooms to stage when it comes time to sell your home. It is normally one of the biggest rooms in the house, and you want to put your best foot forward when you're, you know, selling your home. So the living room is really the main focal point of the home, and you really need to give it some extra attention, right? So you want to make it look good, right? So like I said, the option is to tear it down, replace it, or just paint it, right? And if you've been listening in recently, I actually just opened up my How to Stage a Living Room course. It's all online, and it's a series of 5 stackable videos where I walk through my process on how to stage your home in the living room specifically. And in that course, you'll also get workbooks, checklists, ebooks, guides, all of these great ways to take a look at how to stage the room and exactly show you where to place everything from the furniture to accessories. All these diagrams are in this course, along with some examples of living rooms that you can see before and after pictures where these staging techniques were applied. So if you go to, I'll leave the link in the show notes, this course is perfect for you if you're going to be the homeowner selling your home soon and you want to learn how to stage a living room. This is great for you. If you're a real estate agent and you want to add staging services, this is a great first course for you to learn all about the 26 different possible ways to arrange a living room and the furniture in it. And it's a great way to understand the different techniques on how to make it easy on yourself and the homeowner to just take out the things that you don't need and leave what's behind and actually make it look all fantastic for your home. So If you take a look at that link in the show notes below, it's called the How to Stage a Living Room course. So, but back to the brown wood paneling. Now, it can get expensive to tear all that down and put in drywall, because the mudding is just a lot of dust. It can be very intrusive, believe me, because I had to do that one time. So I totally understand that some of you may not have the budget to do that. And I understand it's you know, not something that you can all do, right? So one of the other quickest ways that you can, you know, help yourself and make that living room pop and look so much better and look like it feels updated is to paint that wall, paint over that wall paneling. It was interesting when we moved into our house in Virginia. One of the rooms had that wall paneling, except it was painted over in a neutral beige colored tone. And you really couldn't see it unless you came up close to the wall and kind of looked at it. You can kind of see some lines in the wall that kind of looked like vertical shiplap, but that's not what it was. It was the dark wood paneling that had been painted over. They did a fantastic job. It did wonders for the room because it brightened it up, but I could tell that that's what that was. But if you're not convinced, one of the things I know a lot of people, especially when they're, you know, older, they're just like, no, we're just going to leave it the way it is. I'm telling you, a color, you know, wall paint will do wonders for your space. Now, here's some suggestions if you are on, you know, on the side of, yes, let's paint it, and the other person on your team is, no, I don't think so. What you can do to help convince them and is kind of show them without actually doing the work. And I'm going to share with you two different apps that you could use and download for free on your phone and show them exactly what you're trying to do, right? So number one, there's an app by Sherwin Williams called Color Snap, and I'll leave the link in the, or the name in the show notes so you can take a look at it. And Benjamin Moore has their own called a Color Portfolio. And in there, once you download it, what you can do is take a picture of the room with that wall paneling, right? And then you can use the Sherwin-Williams colors or the Benjamin Moore colors, pick a beige, a neutral color, like Killam beige is one, K-I-L-I-M beige. And that is one, I think that's a Sherwin-Williams color. If you go in and change that color, kind of tap the wall or color it in, it'll update that picture and show you a better idea of what it would look like with the furniture in its spot, same spot and everything like that. You're just changing the wall color. And it's a way to quickly show and can hopefully convince somebody that if we just paint the wall, that's all we're doing, it'll go a long way. Now, because it's that dry, you know, paneling or that wood paneling, it may be kind of dry. It may soak up some of that paint. So do something, you know, if you can to, you know, do some primer before that and then, you know, put the coat of paint on it. But I'm telling you, just painting it is enough to help transform a room and make it look so much better, so much brighter, much more inviting and move-in ready. And that's the idea that we're trying to do when it comes time to sell your home. So do yourself a favor, download one of these two apps, take a look, try it for yourself and see if you're there, there's a wall color, even if it's your own home. Maybe it's not the brown wall paneling. Maybe it's another color you have in your house that you're like, oh gosh, I really can't stand that color. You know, there are those kinds that you can get from different vendors where they have the peel and stick kind of, you know, big swatches and stuff like that. Because those little swatches at the paint store, they really don't tell you anything. It's really hard to see with that tiny little, what, 2 inch by 2 inch, if that, you know what I mean? So try these two apps. It'll help you discover the color that you would need. And there are lots of great neutral wall colors when it comes time to sell your home. If you do need those, I do have a link for the 4 best living room wall colors. I'll leave that in the show notes as well for you, so you can take a look and make your life so much easier and just say, okay, I painter, just pick out that paint color and put that, slap that one on the wall. We're good, right? That way you don't have to think or guess or whatnot. So, and even have a calculator in there as to how much paint you need for how many, you know, however many walls you have to paint. So take a look at the two different apps. but that's basically what I would recommend is if you have that brown wall paneling on those walls, if you have the budget, to tear it down, replace it with drywall, great. If not, you just want a simple thing, you know, grab some paint, get busy, you know, roll up those sleeves and put some paint on that, those drywall, dark wood paneling walls, and get your house sold faster. All right. I hope this helps you guys out, and I will talk to you later.